Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Samach. Psachim daf Samach, as we just started last week, the fifth parak of Maseches Psachim. We get into Inyanim of Kachim for the next four parakim. And just scheduling note, this will be the last daf that we will be broadcasting from Chutz Laaretz, from Camp Kaylee. But in the next couple of days, I'll be traveling, and we will put up the dafim from the last cycle. And with Hashem, I hope to pick it up again, either Thursday or Friday. Not sure exactly which one, but either way, the dafim will be up, with Hashem, and we hope to be there again from Beit Shemesh, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of days. Okay, but now we get Nun Tasma Beis from the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, remember the first Mishnah spoke about what is the time period when on Erev Pesach the carbon is brought. As we know, Erev Pesach is called Pesach in the Torah. Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos. And we discuss when exactly it's brought, when it falls out during the week, when it falls out on Shabbos. The next Mishnah starts discussing real hardcore Psachim and Yanim, and that is relating to carbon Pesach, obviously. And that is, what happens if I have an improper thought when I am shechting the carbon Pesach? And we know in Kachim there are various types of improper thoughts. There are explicit improper thoughts that are mentioned in the Torah. For example, Pigel. Pigel is mentioned in the Torah, and there's a lot of Gemara, a lot of press in Maseches Zvachim and Menachos that Pigel receives. That's one type of improper thought. When I think, when I'm in an earlier stage of the Avoda, and I think that I'm going to do a later stage out of the proper time. Shelo Bizmano. So that's one type of very dangerous type of thought, which really torpedoes most karbanos. Says the Mishnah, there's another type of improper thought that we're going to talk about, shelo lishma. What is shelo lishma? Shelo lishma is when I think a different type of karban. If I'm shechting an ola and I think chatas. If I'm shechting a pesach and I think shlamim. Whatever it is, some type of thought. Why does a kohen do this? Either he's mistaken, either he thinks it's one carbon and it's another carbon, or he's doing it on purpose, which then gets into the sugya of, is the Kohen responsible for Hezek? If he does this and ruins the carbon of the owner, it could be that he's going to have to pay for it. Right? But that's not our issue now, why he did it, but now the issue is just that he did it. So what happens if somebody has an improper thought? So the ABCs of this type of thought is the first Mishnah Maseches Zvachim, and the first Mishnah Maseches Menachos. The first Mishnah Maseches Zvachim tells us, Kol HaZvachim, Shenizbechu Shlo Lishma, any carbon, 98% of carbonos that I shecht with a thought for a different type of carbon. I shecht an asham and I think ola. I shecht an ola and I think toda. Whatever, most carbonos, what's the halacha? Kisherim. Most carbonos are able to survive that type of thought. Even though it's a thought that it's not the carbon that it really is, most carbonos are still kosher, but they do not count to fulfill the obligation of the owner. So if I promise to bring a carbon ola as an adava, and when the kohen brings my ola, he thinks shlamim, so the ola is kosher, but I have to bring another ola. So olu the bayil l'mshem chova did not fulfill my chov, except for two exceptions, and that's what's important for us today. Chutz mina Pesach v'achatas. Two karbanos cannot survive unless they are thought about l'shem that karban. They have a special connection between the machshava that you're thinking about and their inherent status. And the two are karban chatas, the second one. Karban chatas, which is brought obviously for a chet, that must be fulfilling and bringing kapara to the owner. It can't exist separate from the owner. Right, that's what we've discussed in the past, the five chatos mesos. From Halacha Moshe Mishinai, the five types of carbon chatos that have to be left to graze and die. All of those, what they have in common is that they are now disconnected from their owner. So too, if a chatos, if I think shlamim, then that chatos is no longer going to be mechaper for the owner, and therefore, it cannot exist, it becomes pasul. That's a chatos. But also is carbon Pesach. A carbon Pesach, the Mishnah says, limits it to, though, bizmano. A carbon Pesach bizmano, if I shech the carbon Pesach, at the time of the carbon Pesach, on Erev Pesach, shelo lishma, that passels the carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach and chatos are the two carbonos that have a deep and tight connection between themselves and their bailim. And if that is broken, so they are passel. They cannot exist without being connected to their owner. That is the background for our Mishnah. So let's do our Mishnah, then we'll talk a little more. HaPesach sheshachtu shelo lishmo. So if I have a Karman Pesach, and I shechted shelo lishmo, as we know, there are dalet avodos of a behema. Shechita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. I shech the animal, and then I catch the blood, the same motion, catch the blood, and then that's Kabbalah Sadam, that I walk the animal over to the Mizbeach, Halacha Sadam, and then I do Zrika, which ultimately brings the Kapara. Every animal, every carbon has different details of the Zrikos. Some have four, some have two that are four on the two opposite corners, some have one, some have above the middle line of the Mizbeach, above the Chut HaSikra, some have below. Again, each of these details, they're not just details. Right, they're symbolic ideas that the more we focus and analyze in Yanim of Kachim, we will be able to appreciate what these details are about. So what happens if I do Shechita Shelo Lishma? I check the carbon Pesach L'Shem Asham. I have in mind that it's a carbon Asham. V'kibel v'halach v'zarak Shelo Lishma. Right, the Gemara is going to talk about what this means, but L'maskan is going to mean or any, not and, but or. If I do any of the Avodos Shelo Lishma. Oh, lishmo, vishalo lishmo. Or I have a dual kavana. I think Pesach, and I also think a different carbon. Oh, shalo lishmo, vo lishmo. Or I first think another carbon, and then I think Pesach. In all of these cases, where I had at least some element of an improper thought of shalo lishmo, pasul, the carbon is pasul. Ketzad, what it's meaning, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Not only is a shalo lishmo machshava, if I think a different carbon is a pasul, but even if I think a little bit, the good machshava, I think carbon Pesach also, but I think another improper thought, shalo lishmo, that pasuls the carbon. Ketzad lishmo v'shalo lishmo, what is an example of thinking a proper thought, lishmo, l'shem the carbon, and shalo lishmo, l'shem Pesach, l'shem shlamim, I think first Pesach, which is good, but then I think shlamim, which is interesting in that we know a carbon Pesach is really an example of a carbon shlamim. Or kachay kalim are shlamims, a lot of them. So Pesach is a unique form, and meiser and bechor, but they take on their own status. They're specified types of carbon shlamim, and therefore they achieve their own status. So it's not a generic type of shlamim, and that's why it's considered a separate carbon. So if I think l'shem Pesach and l'shem shlamim, that is an example of l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo. Shalo l'shmo v'lishmo, the opposite, l'shem shlamim l'shem Pesach. So this is the Mishnah. If I have an improper thought, shalo l'shmo thought, when it comes to carbon Pesach, that will passel the carbon, as the first Mishnah said in Zvachim, as long as this is bizmano. If I have this thought when I'm supposed to be shechting the Karban Pesach, we'll get to Bezer Shem and Amid Beis on today's daf. What if I'm shechting a Karban Pesach in the middle of Tishrei? You know, what's the halacha then? That's going to have different halachos. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. What happens if I think, the Gemara says specifically, what does Shalom Lishma mean? If I carbon A and I think carbon B. What happens if it's carbon A and I think I'm not shechting a carbon at all? What if I think I'm shechting chulin? Chulin, a non-hektish animal. So the Gemara, if I chatos, the Gemara says beferis is kosher. Gemara at the beginning of Sechas Vachim, if I shecht a chatos l'shem chulin is kosher. That's unbelievable. It's ironic. If I shecht a carbon l'shem, a different carbon, then that passels the chatos. If I shecht a chatos l'shem chulin, no problem. The Gemara's lashon is mina machriv. The closer it is, then the more it could destroy. If there is a real competition, if it's a chatas and I think another carbon, that's so close that it ruins it. If I think a chulin thought, that's just totally not shayach. It's totally off the charts. And therefore, a chatas l'shem chulin is going to be kosher, ironically. What about a Pesach l'shem chulin? That is not mefurish in the Gemara. The simple understanding is that, well, why should that be different than chatas? Just like a chatas usually requires to be connected to its owner, and if you do it l'shem chulin, it's kosher, so show it to Pesach. The Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam in Hilchos Psulei Hamikdashim, the Rambam says in Perek Tezvav explicitly, the Rambam says, it is pasul. If I shecht a carbon Pesach l'shem Chulin, ha-Pesach she-shachtu, b'machshev ha-shini ha-shem, bein she-shini shmo, l'shem zevach, acher, bein she-shino l'shem chulin, pasul. And the Rambam quotes a pasuk. The Mefarshim point out, it's a Yerushalmi. There's nothing in the Bavli here, so the Rambam many times passes like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in a Psachim, and the Meiri on yesterday, on the daf right here, points to this Yerushalmi, says, based on a pasuk, she-nemar v'amartem zevach Pesach u-l'ashem. There's a Pesach has to be Lashem. So anything that's not Lashem, whether it's a different carbon or chulin, that's going to be pasul. The Arsameach thinks about this, deals with the Svara for this. Why should Pesach be even more connected to its owner than a Chatas? So the Ar Sameach develops the idea, which Bezer we're going to talk about a little bit later on the daf as well, that a Karban Pesach, more than any other Karban, has an idea of mitzvahs achila related to it. And if you're not going to be able to eat it, l'shem the Pesach, so then it's ruined. The Mishnah says, later on, if you look in 16 blot from now, the Mishnah says on daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis, Shaloba mitchilaso elo la'achila. The Karban Pesach is all about eating it more than any other Karban. And we're going to see halachic differences between Karban Pesach and other Karbanas. So says the Ar Sameach also, explaining the Rambam here in Psulei Mekdashim, Perek Tesvav Halachi Yid Aleph, Dibichulin, I'm not going to read the whole thing now, he says, Imkein Bekarbanos Di'ikar and Letzorach Avodas Gavoa Have, by other Karbanos which are Ikar, the Ikar of the Karban is to be a Karban to Hashem, not the focus on eating. So then if you have a Chulin thought, which does not ruin its hektish status, so then it's fine. Kivan derachol kayachas bein hakarbanos lechulin debechulin hashchita hu laachila bilvad lahatir midei nevela v'chein lo asi machriv ba derach kachim mechalin kachim hol v'karav hayachas etzlan v'lachein mafsid suras mikarban avalo chulin. But when it comes to Karban Pesach, which is all about eating, and chulin, what does shchitas chulin do? It allows you to eat it, so then that thought is close enough to ruin it by Karban Pesach. Explains the Ar Sameach. And he also explains this in the Meshech Chachma in Al HaTorah as well. But this is the Shita of the Rambam, who says again that Pesach L'Shem Chulin is also going to be a problem, unlike Chatos L'Shem Chulin. It's going to have an even higher standard in this regard. Good. So we're going to focus a lot on machshavos of karbanos, but we'll see this also could have halacha l'maisa in terms of machshavos for davening as well. But first, let's continue a little bit in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, "Boy Rav Papa or Boy Rava is another girsa." Ba'avoda achas tanan o b'shtei avodos tanan. When our Mishnah says that there are two different machshavas that you're having, are those two machshavas within the same avoda? Or is it two different avodos? When we say lishmo and shalo lishmo, does that mean, let's say, remember, the dalan avodos, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Does that mean a good machshava in shchita and then a bad machshava in the kabbalah? Or within the shchita itself? Boy, Rav Papa, again, ba'avoda achasan o b'shtei avodos tanan. What's the difference? The difference is, who is the author of our Mishnah? Be'avoda achas tanan, do we say that the problem is even within one avoda? V'Reb Yosi hi de'omar, af bigmar dvar v'adam nitfas, and it's following Reb Yosi shita. Which Reb Yosi? There's no Reb Yosi here. From the Mishnah in Maseches Temura, Rashi quotes it on the bottom. The bottom Rashi, right? If somebody says, I want this animal to be an ola, and then the person says, I want it to be a shlamim. So which is it? Is it an ola? Is it a shlamim? So there's a machlokas tanoim there. Rabbi Meir says, tfos lashon rishon. Whatever he said first, that's it. That's it, finished. He says something first, that's it. Rabbi Yosi says, no, you look at his words in totality, and we know there's a principle of toch kedei dibur, as long as he says it within a few seconds. So we say it must be that he meant ola and shlamim, right? Nobody can be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who could say two things at the same time, zachar v'shamar, right? It's not humanly possible. So he said one right after the other. So Rabbi Yosi says, what do you do with this animal, who's half ola, half shlamim? So you wait till it gets a mum, you sell it, and you bring half the money, ola, half the money, shlamim. But Rabbi Meir says that, no, you don't look at each half, you just look at the first part. So, which opinion fits into our Mishnah? That's Rav Papa's question. Is our Mishnah discussing a case where you had both of these thoughts in one avoda, and our Mishnah is following Rav Yosi, who says that both parts of what you say is significant? So now you have ruined the avoda. And that's why it's possible? De'i Rabbi Meir, because if it's Rabbi Meir who says you always go after Begemar Dvarav, Ha'amar Tfos Lasan Rishon. Rabbi Meir says, if you have two machshavos in one avoda, then you'd only follow the first one according to Rabbi Meir. And let's say you have lishmo and shalo lishmo, that would be kosher according to Rabbi Meir. So is our Mishnah within one avoda and it's only Rabbi Yosi? O Dilma, or the Gemara says on top, b'shnei avodos tanan. Or do we say that no, our Mishnah is even talking about a case of two avodos, meaning you have a good machshava in shchita and you have a bad machshava in halacha. And even Rabbi Meir, who normally says you go by the first statement that is said, Hani Mili ba'avoda achas. That's only within one avoda, within one section of what you're doing, then you can look at the first statement. But if you have two separate entities, then even Rabbi Meir would agree that you can't disregard somebody's thought process. Right? Afil b'shtei avodas motad demifsal. Right? The two avodas, even he would agree puzzle. So that's the shaila. Is our Gemara, is our Mishnah, about one avoda or two avodos? And nafkamina being, is it Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Meir shita, or only Rabbi Yossi shita? So the Gemara says, to just clarify the question, Amri Ahai. Which one? Well, what is Rabbi Papa's question on? Which part of the Mishnah? There are two cases of the Mishnah. Good machshava, bad machshava, or bad machshava, good machshava. So, inema, a fourth line. Inema, ashelo lishmo velishmo. If Rabbi Papa's question is on the case of first thinking a bad thought, so then his question shouldn't get off the ground. Because remember, Rabbi Meir says you go after the first machshava. But even he would agree if the first machshava is bad, is possible. Bein bavoda achas, bein b'shtei avodos, bein l'Rabbi Meir, bein l'Rabbi Yossi, if salemi kamaisa. If the question of Rav Papa is on the case of first shalo lishmo, and then lishma, for sure it's going to be possible. There's no shayla. Tohal Rabbi Yossi nami, afig mar dvar vadam nifas, islay. Everybody would agree that's a puzzle, case. So, ela al lishmo v'shalo lishmo mai. So you're right. So our question is going to be on a case where you had first a machshava lishmo, and then a machshava shalo lishmo. Mai, that's our shayla. Before we answer that, just there's one case the Chashuk Yekemet brings up here, where he says, maybe halacha lemaisa. Again, we're deep at the kachim now for the next couple of weeks, and we should be excited about it, right? Karban Pesach, we can't fulfill it lemaisa today, and therefore, the way that we fulfill Karban Pesach is studying the laws of Karban Pesach. Right? We've quoted many times the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Meshech Chachma points out that the famous pasuk of Nasa v'Nishma is in Mishpatim, it's not in Yisro. And he asks, though, why does the pasuk in Mishpatim say Nasa v'Nishma, while a similar pasuk in Yisro just says Nasa, without the Nishma? And another difference he points out is that where it says Naaseh, it says Yachtav. Kol Yisrael Amru Yachtav Naaseh. While in Mishpatim, there's no Yachtav. It just says Naaseh V'Nishma. Answers the Meshech Chachma. If you think about it, it's impossible for every Jew to do Kol HaTorah Kula, to do all 613 mitzvahs. It's impossible. Right, some are for men, some are for women, some are for Kohanim, some are for Levim, some are for Yisraelim, some are for Bizman Beis HaMikdash, some are for Shlom Bizman Beis HaMikdash, some is for the king, some is for Bezdin. Right, there's all different mitzvahs. How could any one person do all the mitzvahs? It's impossible. Says the Meshech Chachma, there are two ways. If I do what I'm supposed to do, and you do what you're supposed to do, and every person does what they're supposed to do, then collectively, the entire Jewish people do Kol HaTorah Kula. That's one option. The other option is that if we can't do a mitzvah, we learn about the mitzvah. My oldest son was born through cesarean section, so I couldn't do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. If somebody's a Kohen, a Levi, a Basko, and a Bas Levi, no Pidyon HaBen. So what do? They learn about the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. That's a kiyum, as much as they can, of fulfilling it. Says the Meshech Chachma, those are the two psukim. In Yisro, we have Nasa doing it, actually doing it. How, through everybody doing it, do we all do it together? Yachtav. If everybody does it together, everybody does what they're supposed to do. In the second pasuk, in Mishpatim, Nasa v'Nishma. Nishma learning about it. Each person themselves could fulfill every one of the 613, because Nasa and Nishma doing it all together. So whenever we have a section in the Gemara of that's not halacha lemaisa, we have to say, okay, I'm going to get into it. Right? I'm not going to turn off because it's kachem. I'm going to get into it because this is what I have to do. This is how we fulfill the mitzvah, bizman aseh, of Karban Pesach. And we have the schus of learning all of these details and all of these dinim. Like we've also quoted in the past from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says, people say, I'll learn it when Mashiach comes. No, what does it say in the Gemara Teku? Tishbi Yitareitz Kushyus Va'abayos. Only the Sveikas, only the questions that we have Elion Avi is going to help us out with. But the Mefurish Halachas, if it's a Mefurish Rabbam, where we're going to have to know, Pesach L'Shem Chulin, what's the Halacha? Elion Avi is not going to tell us that. He's going to say, open up the Rambam. Open up Suleim HaKdashim. I'm only going to answer the unanswerables, the Sveikas. But the clear-cut Halachas, we have to know. So Baruch Hashem, we have the chance to do all this now. But in any case, the Chashuk Yechemet here says maybe this could apply to matzah as well. Matzah we've discussed already in the Masechta. You have to have special machshava. Say, he has a halacha maisa case. He was ants. There was somebody working in a matzah factory. And the person next to him was kneading the matzahs. And he said, everything I do today should be l'shei matzahs mitzvah. and l'shem mas hachnasa, and l'shem the income tax that I owe. What does that mean? This guy wanted to be in a matzah bakery, but he only wanted to do it that he was working hard because he owed the government money. So he was baking the matzahs l'shem making money in order to pay the government taxes. So does that ruin? Rav Zilberstein was asked, is this like l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo in our Mishnah, right? L'shem matzah and l'shem making money. So maybe you would say it's a problem. Says Rav Zilberstein, no, come on. It's not a problem. No, in that case of the matzah, it's not like he's really doing l'shem taxes. His motivation for being in the factory is because he wants to make money. But that's everybody, many people have a job there. But the matzah itself is not needing l'shem taxes, right? His motivation for being there might be that. Shuva adav or eino dova l'machashi b'karben l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo. De'hasam yeshtira m'shtia kavanas. Oh, in our case, there's two opposite kavanas. L'shem Pesach and l'shem a different karban. Those can't coexist. Masha enkin b'fias matzahs be'emes osem matzahs l'shem mitzvah. V'hasiba shemis asik b'zeh hu ki hu tzara kesef. That's the motivation, but that's not ultimately why he's baking the matzahs, and therefore he does not think that it is a problem. And then he also discusses the same idea. What would if you would have it by stam? Let's say somebody's writing a mezuzah, and somebody says, I'm writing this mezuzah l'shem the mitzvah, and because I want to be protected from mazikim. As we know, mezuzah has a shmira element to it, from evil forces. So would that ruin it? So says Rav Zilberstein again, no, I think it would be kosher. Ultimately, you're writing it for the mitzvah. You're right, you ultimately want it to protect you. But that's not why you're writing it, Pashtus. Nirav sha'amatzos v'atfilin k'sheros. V'ena kavana ha'nosefa shel shmira go ra'as me'akavana shel ha'mitzvah. Darei atzilin v'mezuzah be'emes musugelos l'kach. There is a shmira element, but one should just, it's not really, even when a person says that, we shouldn't take it so seriously in that context. Well, along these lines, remember the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, where the Rambam screams at people who only put up a mezuzah l'shem the shmira. And the Rambam even says that there were those that used to write names of malachim and names of incantations on the mezuzah itself, not on the back of the mezuzah. The minhag olam is to write a certain Kabbalistic state word on the back of mezuzahs besides writing shakai. But the Rambam said, on the mezuzah, says the Rambam, in Hilchos Mezuzah in Perek Hay, Elu, Shekosvin ba bifnim, on the inside, on the proper side of the mezuzah, Shemos Malachim, O Shemos Kedoshim, O Pasig, O Chosamos, the Rambam has very strong lashon. Harehim bechlal mi she'en lohem chelok olam haba. These are people who lose their olam haba. She'elu atipshim, these fools, says the Rambam. Lo dai lohem shebitlu ha-mitzvah. Not only did they ruin their mitzvah, because if you write more than the two parshiyos of mezuzah, you've ruined your mitzvah. The mitzvah of mezuzah is to write two parshiyos of mezuzah. Ela she'osin mitzvah gedola shehi yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ahavaso v'avodaso ki'ilu hi kemia. You're treating a mezuzah like an amulet. Lahanos atzman, like you're doing something for personal pleasure. Kemosha ala alibam hasachal, like the fool's thing. Sheze adavar mahanem mehavli olam. No, a mezuzah, yes, there is a byproduct of shmira. Like we know the story from Unkelus and Mesachas Avodah Zarah that he converted a lot of people because he pointed to the mezuzah. But inherently, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And therefore, we have to first do the mitzvah as it should be properly done, and then we could benefit from the shmira element of the mitzvah. Okay, in any case, we're back to our sugya of not only a matzah, of mezuzah, of tefillin, but of karbanos. So, the question was, if you remember, Rav Papa asked, in the case in the Mishnah of lishmo v'shalo lishmo, is that within one avoda or is it between two avodos? As we know, the dalal avodos, shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. So tashma, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. Ha-pesach sheshachtu lishmo, shalo lishmo, v'kiba v'holach v'zarek shalo lishmo, heichidami, what's the case of our Mishnah? That you do these avodos shalo lishmo. Inei makidik tani, is it as it says? What does our Mishnah have? Our Mishnah has a vav. So what's the Havamino? That it's an and not an or. So if you understand our Mishnah that you had a Shalol Lishma thought in all four Avodos, so Lamali, Admachashe Lekulu, so what would you need that case for? That in all four, Mikamaisa Ifsole, from the first Avoda, it's already possible when you thought Shalol Lishmo. Ela Lav Hachitani, what rather must be the case of the Mishnah? Or, not and. HaPesach sheshachtu shalo lishmo. Inami, or, shachtu lishmo, v'kibav halach v'zorach shalo lishmo. Inami, shachtu v'kibav halach lishmo, v'zorach shalo lishmo. Meaning in all the cases, it's an or, not an and. You had a shalo lishmo thought in one of the avodos, the havya lashtei avodos, which are meaning a case is the two avodos. So that's the ratio of the Mishnah. It must be a case of two different avodos. Ema, meaning you had a good thought in one avoda and a bad thought in the next avoda. Ema seifa, and what about the next case of the Mishnah though? Lishmo v'shalo lishmo. Hechidami, what's that case? Inema v'shtei avodos. If it's also talking about a case of two different avodos, hainu resha, that's exactly the case of the first case of the Mishnah. El olav, what must the seifa be if it's telling me a chiddush b'avoda achas? It must be within one avoda. You have a good thought and a bad thought. V'Reb Yossi, and therefore it must be Reb Yossi Shita to Amar Afik Mar Dvar Adam Nitfas. Reb Yossi says when somebody says opposite things in the same breath, both halves of his statement have significance. Because according to Rabbi Meir, you just go by the first half. Big Barishan, and therefore according to Rabbi Meir, it will be kosher in the Mishnah. So it must be avoda achas, and this answers Rav Papa's question. So Gemara said, no, maybe not. Lo, la olam bishtei avodos, v'resha, really, both the first case and the second case of the Mishnah are talking about two different avodos. So it's no raya. Aye, so what's the chiddush then of the seifa? V'resha dekoi b'shchita v'chamachashi b'shchita. Oh, the first case is where I'm doing the shchita and I have an improper thought about the shchita. Or, inami koi b'zrika v'chamachashi b'zrika. I'm thinking about the zrika sadam and I have an improper thought about the zrika. Straightforward. Seifa, you know what the chiddush of the seifa is? That you could think one avoda to another avoda. Dekoi b'shchita v'kachashe b'zrika. I'm doing the shchita, I'm shechting the animal, and I'm thinking, I'm doing the shchita properly. I'm doing a shchita l'shem Pesach. And I think that I'm going to do the zrika l'shem a different carbon. Does that work? Is that a problem? De'amar harini shochid es ha-Pesach l'shmo, l'zrok damo shalom l'shmo. Does that work? Well, that's a sugi in Maseches Vachim, and we're saying from our Mishnah we can prove it. Yes, the Kamash Balan, and the Chiddush of our Mishnah is the Mechashvin Me'avoda Li'avoda, that you could think an improper thought from one avoda to another avoda. V'hainu Bayad Rav Papa. This was Rav Papa's question in Maseches Vachim, or he at least related to it in Maseches Vachim, and that's what's discussed. That's what's being alluded to in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah in the Seif is taking a stand that you could do that. So that's a tremendous Chiddush. I'm doing a perfect Shechita. I'm not doing the Zrika yet. But I could think during the Shechita, a bad Zrika, and it could be ruined. Where is the source for this in the Torah? Well, that's Pigel. That's what we started off with today. What's a Pigel thought? It's a Din D'Oraisa. Parsha Sav. What is Pigel? If I think during Shechita that I'm going to do the Zrika, Shalom Bismano. Or I think during the Zrika that I'm going to eat it, Shalom Bismano. So you already have that model in the Torah. So this is also, you related from Pigel to Shalom Lishmo. There is an interesting discussion of the Achronim, the Briskarav, all the Salvatians get into the act here. When we hold Machashvin Me'avoda Li'avoda, and we say, Lumdis, that's a problem. So which Avoda is the real problem? Let's say it's Shechita, good Shechita, L'shem Zrika problem. So is that a problem in the Shechita or is that a problem in the Zrika? So that's not 100% clear. If you look in the Briska Rav assumes explicitly that it is a problem in the Shechita. It's the Machshava, the Avoda is a problem what you're thinking in and not what you're thinking about. That's the Briska Rav in Zvachem and Daf Yud, in that sugya, Machashon Me'avoda Li'avoda. Im Apsul Hu Mishem Machsheves Shalol Shema Ba'avoda Atzma, Shechoshava, Kigon B'Shchita, O Shemisyachasim L'Machshavaso, Ki'ilu Shechishiv Zob B'Shal Zrika. Or do I say, oh, it's as if you're doing the Zrika B'Psul, even though you didn't do the Zrika yet. So which is labeled as the problematic avoda. So the Briska Rav assumes that it is the one that you're thinking in. Because that's when Pigel also kicks in. It's a shechita that's a problem. But the Achronim point out that the Rambam seems to say otherwise. If you look at the Rambam, in that same parak, in Parak Tezvav, in Psulei Mekdashim, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Shachta Lishma, V'chashav B'Shas HaShechita, Lizrog Dama Shalo Lishma. Our case. You do the proper shechita, and you have kavanah that you're going to do the zrika shalol lishma. Harezu psula, it's a problem. The Rambam pasfigins, mechashvin mi'avoda li'avoda. Why is it a problem? So the Rambam here does not have to add this line. Right? He says, could just say puzzle. But the Rambam says, feels the need. Lefi shemechashvin mi'avoda li'avoda, vizos ha'machshava, shechishev b'shas shechita, ki'ilu chashva b'shas zrika. Ulefichach psula. What you thought during shechita is as if you thought it during zrika. And therefore it is possible. It's explicitly against that Briska Rav. Right, against that brisker off. And the stipler there in Zvachim and the Mikdash David, they all get into the act and they say, it's a Zrika problem. It's not a Shechita problem. You might have to come up with some kind of a middle approach. That it's a Shechita problem with a Tanai that is done with a Zrika or something else like that. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Korban Pesach comes up with a type of middle approach. But either way, that is the lumdus of this sugya of mechashvin me'avoda le'avoda. Either way, we did not answer our question. We're back to the question of our Mishnah. Is our Mishnah talking about avoda achas or shtei avodos? Is it Rabbi Yossi or is it even Rabbi Meir? That's the shaila. So we try again. Tashma. We're going to have four tries, I think. Tashma, this is try number two. Oh, lishmo, 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 pasul. Our Mishnah also had the case of first you think shalo lishmo and then lishmo. Heichidami. What's the case of that case, inema b'shtei avodos, if that's talking about a case of two avodos, you thought, you had a problematic thought first, shalol lishmo, and then lishmo, hashto lishmo v'shalol lishmo amar pasal. So what would be the chiddush of that case? If you already said if you had a good thought first, it's a problem, shalol lishmo v'shalol mi boy, so if you have a bad thought first, of course it's a problem. Elolav avodachas, it must be that case, is the same avoda. Umi the sefer b'avoda achas, reisha hama b'avoda achas. So if the sefer is of one avoda, so should the reisha also be one avoda? So when it says lo, lo olam b'shtei avodos, really, the reisha could be about two avodos. Ubedinu delo isrichle, and you're right, there was no need to tell me the case of shelo lishmo v'lishmo, if you already had the case of there's no chiddush of saying lishmo v'shalo lishmo if you already have the other case. The ID, the tana, lishmo v'shalo lishmo. Once you said that case, tana nami lishalo lishmo v'lishmo, even though there is no chiddush. Period. So no raya. Tashma, so let's try to bring a raya from tomorrow's daf, from the next Mishnah. Shachatu shalo la'ochla v'shalo l'mnuyav, a new type of machshava. So far, what have we mentioned so far? Only two types of bad machshavas. Either shalo, I'm sorry, we mentioned piggle, that's one type of bad thought, and then we have shelo lishma, you think the wrong carbon. But there are other types of bad machshavas. We're going to have on the beginning of tomorrow's daf, if you think the wrong owner, it's Reuven's carbon, and I thought Shimon. So what's the halacha there? But the next Mishnah discusses other types. We know Korban Pesach has a special din that you have to be appointed to the Korban Pesach before it's shechted, and you have to eat in a chabura, and you have to be able to eat. Everybody has to eat a kezias. So what happens if I'm a kohen and I shechter, or not even a kohen? We know that even a czar could do a shechita. If I shechted shalol ochlav, I have in mind people who are unable to eat the Korban Pesach. A zakein or a chole who can't eat a kezias. V'shalol l'mnuyav. Or I have kavana that people who are not appointed to this karban are going to eat it. La'arelim, or I have arelim in mind. An arel, an uncircumcised person who is usher to eat the karban Pesach. V'latameim, or somebody who's tamei. So if I have these thoughts in mind, Rashi points out, and there's no other people appointed to this karban except for the people you thought about. Elohein, so pasol. That is pasul, says the Mishnah. So hacha pshita about vodachas. So obviously there's only one thought there. So obviously it's one thought going on in one avoda. Umi de sefer b'avodachas v'shinam b'avodachas. So if the next Mishnah is one avoda, because it's by definition, it's only one machshava, so to our Mishnah. Isn't that true? So the Gemara says, no, again, midi arya, is that really true? Hakadisa. You could say they're each their own case. Sefer b'avodachas, the Mishnah on Tamar's daf samach alav is one avoda. Reisha, our Mishnah could be either way. Iba avodachas, ibishtei avodos, period. Whenever Aro come first, just a local machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, what's the case here? That you have kavana. You have kavana to think about these people. And Rashi says, there's nobody appointed on the Korban Pesach except these people. So Tosfos says, I don't agree with Rashi because forget the machshava. If all the people on your Korban Pesach are these people who can't eat, then the whole Korban is possible anyway. Without a bad thought. Tosfos says, no, there has to be other people on menuyim on this Korban Pesach. But all you thought about were these improper people. So Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, the Achronim, try to defend Rashi. How exactly is it only a problem of Machshava? It should be a problem of the Karban Bichlal. The other issue that we always like to talk about is when Arel comes up. What is the definition of an Arel? An uncircumcised person. So Rashi against the Olam. Rashi says here, and Rashi says wherever this sugya comes up. Rashi says it in the first wide line right here. The definition of an RL is someone who does not have a bris milah, period. Even if halacha says that he's not allowed to get a bris milah. Let's say his two older brothers died out of bris milah because of hemophilia, so we're worried that this other brother is going to die as well. And when it comes to pikuach nefesh, we're machmir to assume even two times is a chazaka, and that's why this person is not allowed to get a bris milah. So Rashi says, we're sorry about, I'm sorry, Rashi, I said it wrong. It's Rashi and everybody else against Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi and everybody else holds that this person, you're right, halacha doesn't allow him to get one, a bris milah, but he's still an aro. And he can't eat Karban Pesach, and he can't eat Truma, but he can do most other mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Tam, not quoted here, but Rabbeinu Tam, and quoted in the Rishonim in a few places, I'll read it to you from the Rashba, in Yevamos Daf Ayin, in the beginning of Parak Ha'arel, in Maseches Yevamos Daf Ayin, says Rabbeinu Tam, no! Arel throughout Shas always means someone who refuses to get a bris milah, because he's scared. If Halacha says that he's not allowed to get a bris milah, then he memela is not an arel. Wow. And therefore, an arel, the status of arel is a function of the chiyuv of mila. If there is no chiyuv of mila on this person, then he does not have to get, he does not have the status of an arel. In Or Rabbeinu Tam says, in arel, shemisu echa machwas mila, eats Karban Pesach. And he eats truma. There are different versions, can even do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen Arel, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Would he go that far? So, different versions of where Rabbeinu Tam is quoted. But this is a major machlokes. Rov, again, Ruba de Ruba, the Rishonim hold like Rashi, that it's not his fault, but he's still an Arel, and there are only a couple of mitzvahs that he cannot do. For example, could an Arel give a bris milah? Let's say there is an Arel who's a good moel. Could he be a moel? So that's discussed in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Mila. Hakol ksherim lamul, afilu eved, isha katan, v'arel Yisrael shemesu echa machmas mila. Boom. There it is in Shulchan Aruch. He is allowed to do bris mila because he is mechuyev. He's not mufka. He's not mufka. Mesu echa machmas mila, even though he's called an arel. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says right here. But the Shach adds, if he's miskaven lahafer bris, if he's a mumar when it comes to bris milah, then obviously he cannot do bris milah. V'meish Yisrael gadosh yodei lamul hu kodem lekulam. But if there is a Yisrael kasher, he's kodem all these people. Eved isha arel Yisrael. But meikir adin, can an arel Yisrael shemeichasu echamach vazilo do the milah? We paskin yes meikir adin, even though the Shulchan Aruch says it's better not to if you have someone else. Then the Rama quotes isha lo tamul lechadchi. Okay, discussion about a woman, right, that gets into the sugya of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Nobody less than Moshe Rabbeinu's son, you know, Pashtus was Zochet Tzipora doing the Mila. Okay, we continue. Tashma, try again. We try again. What is the case of our Mishnah? One avoda or two avodos? Along the way, we get to talk about various different inyanim. La ochla v'shalo la ochla. The next case of tomorrow's Mishnah. Now, what if you think about not just shalo la ochla, but both? La ochla v'shalo la ochla. You think about people who can't eat a kezias and about people who can't eat a kezias kosher. So if you thought about both of them, kosher. So hey, chidami, what's the case there? Inema b'shte avodos. Are we talking about two avodos there? What does two avodos here mean? Rashi says, on the fifth to last line, if you shecht it la ochlav, al manas lizrog shelo la ochlav. You shecht it in mind for people who could eat it. Amanaz lizrok shalolo ochlav. So if you have that, and therefore, and that case is kosher. Vitaima the chashiv bizrika. And the only reason that is kosher is because you thought about zrika, de'ein machsheves ochlin bizrika, because a machshava of shalolo ochlav has nothing to do with zrika. Shchita has to do with achila. Sorry, shchita has to do with eating, but zrika doesn't have to do with eating. So is that the chiddush of that Mishnah? That if you think la'ochlav v'shalo la'ochlav, and shalo la'ochlav is during the zrika avoda, that's not a problem, but haba avoda achas, but if it would have been within one avoda, meaning you think la'ochlav and shalo la'ochlav within shchita, kigon b'shchita, demahandile machsheves ochlin, puzzle, and you, there, within Shchita, Machsheves Ochlin would be a problem, so that would be puzzle, but Valkaimala Mixas Ochlin Lo Pasla. But we know that as long as you think partially for people who could eat it, it doesn't puzzle. So what's the case in that Mishnah? Ella, what must be the case in that Mishnah? Ba'avoda elala ba'avodachas. So it must be to simplify, it's within one avoda. That's the case in the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. That even within Shechita, if you think la'ochla v'shalo la'ochla, it's kasher, because you thought about some people who could eat it. Umidaseva ba'avodachas, if tomorrow's Mishnah is one avoda, reishanami ba'avodachas. So too our Mishnah today. Somewhere again says, no, midi arya, hakadisa v'akadisa. No, it could be two different cases. Seifa ba'avodachas, the second, tomorrow's daf, could be one avoda v'resha, I ba'avoda achas, I b'shtei avodos. Period. So the question goes unanswered. We do not answer the question of whether our Mishnah is one avoda or two avodos. So we get on to the next sugya. Ibailu. Once we're talking about Korban Pesach, also to remember the important Meshech Chachma in Bahaloscha, where he talks about Korban Pesach is a defining carbon. We're going to talk about this for the next couple of weeks, but it's a defining carbon in the hierarchy of Karbanos. The Rambam has Hilchos Korban Pesach as the first set of halachos in Sefer Karbanos, because it's a defining carbon. Not just historically it was first or chronologically, but it's defining. It's the anti-Avodah Zarah carbon. That's how the Meshech Chacham explains the amazing Havamina that Rashi quotes on Chumash from the Medrash. There's a Havamina that every ger has to bring a Korban Pesach on the day that he converts. Even though he converts in the middle of the summer, he has to bring a Korban Pesach, says the Meshech Chachma, because it's the anti-Avodah Zarah carbon. That's why we had to bring it in the first year in the Midbar, because we were pulling our hands away from Avodah Zarah, the Egel, and then we, not the Egel, or even what we did in Mitzrayim, and the last year in Baal Pa'or, we only did it then, because it's the anti-Avodah Zarah carbon, many other rayas that the Meshech Chachma brings. Either way, we are on the next section now related to Korban Pesach. See you by Lahu. Pesach, as we mentioned, if we shecht the Korban Pesach, new sugya, if we shecht the Korban Pesach, shelo lishmo, on Erev Pesach, that's pasul. What happens if we shecht the Korban Pesach on, you know, when it's not Erev Pesach? If I shecht the Korban Pesach in the middle of Cheshvan, shelo lishmo. So then it's just the opposite. Shelo lishmo, then it's kasher. Why? Because a Pesach on every other day of the year is really a Korban Shlamim. So a Pesach on every other day of the year is a Shlamim. So a Shlamim l'shem any other carbon is kosher. So on every other day of the year, a Pesach shelo l'shmo is kosher. A Pesach l'shmo would be pasul. So that's the irony, right? The worse machshava is better. So what happens if you have a double kavana by the Korban Pesach on another day of the year? Pesach shechshachtu b'shar yemos hashana, which usually shelo l'shmo is kasher, l'shmo b'shelo l'shmo, mahu. What's the halacha there? Mi asi shelo l'shmo. Does the shelo l'shmo machshava, which in this case would make the animal kasher. Remember, shelo l'shmo on a Pesach, not Erev Pesach, would make it kasher. So mi asi shelo l'shmo, umafik le mi day l'shmo. Does the shelo l'shmo, is it powerful enough to overpower the l'shmo? Machshava umachshale and kasher the carbon olo, or do we say no? Again, remember, just the opposite of what it normally is. The shelo lishmo machshava here is the one that would kasher the carbon, be machshir the carbon. So, is the shelo lishmo powerful enough to win the day? Even before we get to the question, the tzlach here just asks, I don't understand what the question is. Why don't you look at, you have to question what the machshava is, what avoda is being done? There's a difference in the avoda between a shlamim and a pesach. What's the difference? Smicha. Says the tzlach, says the Noda Biyunis commentary here, there is an avoda, it's not one of the primary avodos, shechita kabbalah olach hazrika, but we know it's done by all karbanos yachid, the mitzvah of smicha. So says the tzlach, the yesh la'ayin, the after Pesach b'shar yemos hashana karev shlamim. You're right. A Korban Pesach can be brought as a shlamim. Mikol makom kfar yesh hefresh b'neim kodem shchita. Even before shchita, there's a difference. Shlamim requires smicha, and Pesach doesn't require smicha. And if you were somich your hands before the shchita, so that already ruins it. So forget the machshava. Why is the Gemara even talking about the machshava during the shchita? Did you do smicha before the shchita, or did you not do smicha before the shchita? That's his problem, and he tries to give an answer to this, but he brings in an avoda that's going to come up again numerous times in these dafim, and that's the avoda of smicha, which we're going to talk about. What is done by smicha? It's a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos, usually smicha that's done with a chatas and a hashem, you do vidui. Right? Like we're familiar from Kaparis. That's what this reminds us of. But the Rambam says, you do smicha in the azara and you lean on the animal, and when you are somech, ketzat somech, right, you do it in the azara, umisvade al chatas avon chatas, vial asham avon asham, vial ola. What about ola? Ola is brought for a nedava, or for lava nitak lases, or ases, bitel ases. So all of those you do vidoy. What about a shlamim? That's what the slach is asking here. So it says the Rambam by a shlamim yireli, which means it's the Rambam's own chiddush. She'edo misvade al shlamim, because there's nothing to be misvade about. He didn't do anything wrong. Aval omer divrei shevach. That's the Rambam shita. When it comes to a shlamim and you do smicha, you say praise of Hashem. You thank Hashem for everything when you do smicha. That's the Rambam. There's a lot more about smicha, but we'll have to save it. Either way, let's get back to the question. So our Gemara is asking, if you have a Karban Pesach that you're shechting in the middle of Cheshvan, and you have a Kavana Lishmo and Shalo Lishmo. Lishmo would pasul the Karban. Shalo Lishmo would machshir the Karban. What's the halacha? So Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar Amrita Lishmaizik Kamedir Rav Yirmiya. Rav Dimi said that I said this in front of Rav Yirmiya as follows. Ho el b'lishmo machshiro bizmano. Since a machshava lishmo would kasha the karbon on Erev Pesach, v'shelo lishmo machshir shelo bizmano, and a shelo lishmo machshirs it shelo bizmano, not on Erev Pesach, so there's a parallel. Ma lishmo ha machshiro bizmano. Just like a lishmo thought in the proper time on Erev Pesach, ein motzio midei shelo lishmo, it doesn't help, meaning if you have a kavana of lishmo and shelo lishmo on Erev Pesach, it's ruined, like our Mishnah said. So af shelo lishmo hamachshiro shelo bizmano, so do shelo lishmo thought is not going to be more powerful. Ein motzio midei lishmo apostle. It's going to be a puzzle, meaning you can't, one machshava does not override the other one, and if there's a problematic thought, it's ruined. That's what was said in front of Rav Yirmiya. The Omar Li, and Rav Yirmiya responded and says, I disagree. Lo. Can't compare them. Ima Marta b'shelo lishmo, the shelo lishmo thought. Shekeinoi b'kal hazvachim. A shelo lishmo thought, making a carbon puzzle, that applies by all carbonos. Tomar b'lishmo, a lishmo thought that makes a carbon puzzle, shekeinoi b'kal hazvachim, el pesach b'lvad. You only have a lishmo thought ruining a carbon by Pesach. You never, ever have another carbon where having a thought, lishame the carbon, is going to ruin it. So maybe you can't compare lishmo and shalo lishmo. And it could be shalo lishmo the rest of the year would machshir the karbon. So my haviala, so we still don't have an answer. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Pesach shechshachto b'shari mos hashana, lishmo v'shalo lishmo, kasher. Rava says kasher. Why? A new svara. Because after all, says Rava, tahastamo lishmokai. Because let's say you didn't have any thought. Let's say you were just daydreaming. Let's see, calling this daydreaming. So what would it be? So we have a principle called stama lishma. Neutral, we say, is enough. Stama lishmokai. Via filo hachi, and yet, kishachich le shalo lishmo kasher. Stama is lishma. Meaning if you were daydreaming on another day of the year, it would be considered lishma. And yet, if you shechted shalo lishmo, that's good enough to kasher. So Alma, what do you see from there? Asi shalo lishmo, umafik le midei lishmo. The shalo lishmo thought is strong enough to knock out a stama lishma. So too, even if you thought it explicitly, kishaket nami lishmo v'shalo lishmo. Asi shalo lishmo, umafik le midei lishmo. A just like shalo lishmo can knock out a stama lishma, so too it can knock out a thought that was said. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Ava L'Rava, Rav Ada Bar Ava says, I'm not so sure that I agree with that. Dilma, Shani, Hecha D'Amar, Mecha D'Lo Amar. Maybe there's a difference between stoma and actually thinking it. Parenthetically, in all of these thoughts, we haven't spoken about this. Is it enough to think it, or do you have to say it? Does the coin have to say it to ruin it? So, look at the Gemara here. The Gemara's Lashon here is Amar, not thought. That's a Machlokas Rishonim, but this Gemara explicitly says Amar. Says Rav Abba, maybe there's a difference between stama, neutral, versus actually thinking it. After all, tohala ochla v'shalola ochlav kasher, because after all, if the next Mishnah, if I think l'shem people who could eat it, and l'shem people who can't eat it is kasher, v'kal hecha d'shachel l'shalola ochlav l'chudei pasol, and yet if I just thought for people who cannot eat it is pasol, why should that be? If I was neutral, it would be automatically lo'ochlav. So shouldn't it be automatically lo'ochlav and shelo lo'ochlav? Ella, what must be the difference? Shiny heichad amar meichad lo'omar. It must be known there's a difference between neutral versus actually thinking it. So here too. So we still do not have a raya. What's the halacha? If I shech the carbon Pesach, not on Erev Pesach, lishmo and shalol lishmo, we still don't have an answer. And Rav Ada Bar Ava says, Rava thinks there is an answer. Rava thinks it's kosher. Rav Ada Bar Ava thinks it thinks there's no raya. Amar Le, Rava says back to him, midi arya. You cannot compare the stama lishma to stama la'ochlav. Those are two neutral states. Bishlama hasam, over there, by lishma, kamadilo akar le bishchita, stame vadi lishmokoi. There, it's automatic. If it's a carbon Pesach, then it's automatically lishem a carbon Pesach, unless otherwise proven or thought. Elahacha, stame lochlav koi. But what? Here, when you're thinking about people who are going to eat it, is it automatically connected to these people? Maybe not. Dilma mimshechi hani va'asi achrini mibni lave. It could very well be that these people are going to decide they want to be part of a different Karban Pesach. And up until the time of Shechita, they could change. It's not as the Mishnah says later on. Nimninu moshkunis yidei mimenu achi yishchot. Right, until Shechita. So Rava says back, no, it's not a kasha from the next Mishnah. Because a stam state, L'shem Ochlav, is not as strong as a stam state L'shem Lishma L'shem Pesach. And therefore, I stand by my Shita, says Rava, that L'shmo and Shelo L'shmo, not on Erev Pesach, is going to be kosher. Just to end with one final thought, and that is, we say there's a difference, as we've been talking about in this whole Amud. There's a difference between a Karban Pesach Bizmano and Shelo Bizmano. Bizmano is L'shmo Kosher, Shelo L'shmo Pasol. Shelo Bizmano is l'shma pasul, shalol l'shma kasher. When does the zman of the Karban Pesach start? So it for sure starts at Chatzos, on Erev Pesach. What about the morning of Erev Pesach? Is that already bizmano, the morning of Erev Pesach? So that is a machlokes tanoim in the first perek in Maseches Zvachim. The first perek on Daf Yud Aleph Amebeis. It's a machlokes tanoim. If you shech the Karban Pesach the morning of the 14th, shalol l'shmo, Rabbi Yoshua is machshir. Right? Because it's as if he says, the time didn't start yet. It's as if you shechted it yesterday. And Ben Becerra is posel. Ben Becerra says, you're right. There's a limbo period. The morning on Erev Pesach, according to Ben Becerra, is this fascinating status. It's not like yesterday, but it's not like this afternoon. Meaning, if you shechted it in the morning, it's not shalol lishmo. It's not like you shechted it yesterday, it will be kosher, but you shouldn't shechted it on Pesach yet. So it's this limbo status according to Ben Becerra. Rabbi Yeshua said it's like yesterday. So it's a machlokas tanoim, exactly when does the zman start. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the next couple of days, Hashem will be up from the last cycle. It was wonderful here. Again, broadcasting for the last time from Camp Kaylee for this summer. And Hashem will pick up again from Beit Shemesh, and again from all of those of you who have participated in our building campaign, we thank you. Again, Baruch Hashem, we've had a lot of feedback and participation from the listeners around the world. Feel free, those who haven't, please, you could look at our website, nofeihashemesh.com, nofeihashemesh.org, to try to participate in building a new home for where the daf will be given, Bez Hashem. And we would love your partnership as we build our Mikdash Ba'at in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we will stop here. Good.